This evening's second reading comes to us from Paul's epistle to the Philippians, chapter 3, verses 7 through 11, and verses 15 through chapter 4, verse 1. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, because like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters, and just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For as I have often told you before, and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction, their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they are like his glorious body. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends. This is the word of our Lord. The very first thing that God did after creating the earth and the seas, after creating our world, was to declare it good. We see the morning sunrise, as it did this morning, in hues of pink and blue. And we see it set over the water in a spectacular explosion of color. And we agree that it is good. We see children playing in the park, babies laughing at the funny faces we make for them, and we agree that this world is good. We hear the joy in a favorite symphony or hymn, music and lyrics coming together to touch us in an undefinable place in our heart or soul, and we agree that it is good. And then we hear that an American doctor was shot in the head today in Pakistan in an apparent terrorist attack, and we're not as certain. Yesterday, we remembered the Boston Marathon bombings with grief that still stuns us with its capacity to overwhelm, and we're not as certain. We watched news reports today that the extreme militant terrorist organization known as ISIS has overtaken the city of Ramadi, only 70 miles from Baghdad, and we're not as certain. We all know that we live in a world that is troubled. All around us, we see evidence of violence, bigotry, hatred, and brutal acts inflicted upon us by our own people. Seeing such darkness everywhere makes us eager to accept Paul when he tells us that our citizenship is in heaven. We gratefully acknowledge that this world is not our home. We praise God for the place that he has prepared for us in the life to come. However, we must be careful that we do not reject this world in our discomfort of it. The very first thing that God did after creating the earth and the seas, after creating our world, was to declare it good. Scripture tells us that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. Therefore, this world can never be a dark place. Humans are the only conduit of darkness. But just as we provide the darkness, we can also provide so much light. When Paul wrote his letter to the Philippians, he was imprisoned in Rome. During a mission trip years earlier, Paul had converted a Philippian jailer and his family, as well as Lydia of Thyatira. Lydia is documented as being the first convert to Christianity in Europe, the very first person baptized in the name of Christ on that continent. At the time of Paul's letter, the first European Christian church had been established, and Paul was writing to remind them to keep Christ in their focus in order to remain strong against the persecution they were facing from both the Romans and the Jews. Paul talks in Scripture about the public beatings that he and other early Christians received. It was common for them to be flogged with rods that would leave red welts or stripes on their flesh. Roman law dictated a punishment of 40 stripes as the maximum allowed at one time, so Jewish law, in order to show mercy, dictated only 39 stripes. It was this persecution that Paul recalled in 2 Corinthians when he wrote about receiving stripes above measure. The same Christ that allowed Paul and the Philippians to stand strong in the face of persecution 2,000 years ago is the same Christ that calls us to stand strong in him now. There is nothing new about the brutality that is happening today. It's just that our world is so connected now, so much smaller now, that there is no longer anything left unseen. The world witnesses all. But we have two precious gifts from our Lord that we must always keep in the front of our minds during these troubled times. First, we have the world itself and all that God has provided in it. Its very presence reminds us of his light and his intention for us to enjoy it and embrace it with love. And we have the morning. Each and every day is a new gift from God, another chance to see the world through his eyes and not our own. It offers us another chance to see that the same terrorists that have gained the city of Ramadi have lost a full quarter of their territory in Iraq. It's another chance to see the opportunity to triumph over evil by doing unexpected, unsolicited good, as many people in Boston did yesterday, cleaning up parks, praying with strangers, and ordering pizza and sending thank you cards to police stations across the city. Each day is a new gift. Another chance to see the world with eyes that see as God sees, and not as we're used to seeing. To see the potential for love where our media shows us hatred. To see the opportunity to heal when we are shown pain. And to show the rest of our brothers and sisters, the ones who have difficulty seeing anything beyond the misery in which they live, that this world, as God has declared it, is truly good. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.